The media is filled with stories on how flying commercially now is very different than in the past. There are a couple of ideas floating around I think ought to be seriously considered. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The first involves airports and airplanes. As I write this commentary, about a week before you hear it, the rules regarding COVID-related safety measures vary airline to airline and airport to airport. When in Washington's Reagan National and Dulles airports, it's mandatory to wear face coverings. But that's not the case at nearby Baltimore-Washington Airport. And while most airlines ask passengers to wear face coverings, how strictly that measure is enforced varies. I don't understand why the Department of Transportation hasn't mandated enforceable rules that apply across the board. Then there's Senator Martha McSally, a Republican from Arizona, who proposes a tax credit to encourage Americans to travel. Her proposal would allow single flyers a $4,000 tax credit, $8,000 for those filing jointly, for travel expenditures such as lodging and entertainment for the next 3 years. Frankly, I think it's a good idea. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.